Now, in talking about these big issues of national education policy, it can be easy to overlook the hard work of individual teachers. Back in 1974, math teacher Jaime Escalante arrived at James A. Garfield Senior High School in East Los Angeles, which had all the usual markers of a troubled urban school: high dropout rates, low achievement. Escalante began teaching calculus and was so successful that Garfield High became one of the public schools with the highest number of students enrolled in advanced placement calculus. Now, if all this sounds vaguely familiar, then it's probably because you remember the 1988 film Stand and Deliver, starring Edward James Olmos in the lead role. Today, Jaime Escalante is far away from the classrooms of Garfield High. He's very ill and battling cancer at a treatment center in Reno, Nevada. Los Angeles Times staff reporter Esmeralda Bermudez recently visited him, and she's with us now at NPR, from NPR West, to tell us about it. Esmeralda, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
I just want to play a short clip from the film, just so that people remember who it is that we're talking about. And here it is. And this is from a clip in which Jaime Escalante is responding to a belligerent student who gave him what we'll call the one-fingered salute. Let's call it that. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Really? Come on, a negative 2 plus 2 equals. Anybody can do it. Fill the hole.
Minus 2 plus 2 equals. Come on, just fill the hole. You can do it. You're gonna let these burros laugh at you. Minus 2 plus 2 equals. I'll break your neck like a toothpick. Orale.
Zero.
Zero? You're right.
Simple. That's it. Minus 2 plus 2 equals zero. He just filled the hole. Did you know that neither the Greeks nor the Romans were capable of using the concept of zero? It was your ancestors, the Mayas, who first contemplated the zero, the absence of value. True story. You burros have math in your blood.
So, Esmeralda, you found out that I think a lot of people still remember Jaime Escalante and still remember that film. But you're saying back at the high school at Garfield, there's very little trace of him. You say his name is rarely mentioned. There's really no recognition of him. Why is that?
You know, it's sort of a mystery. I talked to the assistant principal, one of the assistant principals, at length about this, and he was there. He actually, I think he graduated, I want to say maybe in the 80s or so. So he was there when Jaime Escalante was there. He was aware of his reputation. But as I mentioned in the story, when Mr. Escalante left the school, it was there was a lot of discord. There was a lot of, he says, a lot of jealousy, a lot of politics that he didn't want to get involved with. And a lot of the teachers apparently were resentful of the fact that he had his own copy machine. From what I understand, at some point he had his own secretary. He was getting lots of funding from different companies. And it seems, from what the assistant principal told me, that it's possible that some of that resentment still lingers till this day. There are a few of his students who teach there, and not very many were really, you know, willing or eager to talk about him.
Why not? Why do you think that is?
It's... One of the things that the assistant principal mentioned to me over and over was, we were moving on. We have other things to focus on at this point. We're really busy with other things. We can't. The movie only lasted so long, was something he mentioned to me. And you can't keep this battle cry going and going. Eventually, students are going to get fed up with it. And he just... His name, you don't... If you walk around through the campus, you're really not going to see anything. And his classroom... It's a nondescript building. If it weren't for the sign says his name and the word Ganas, which was his rallying cry to students, you wouldn't notice it.
Hmm. Well, you also mentioned that he is very ill. When you visited with him, you said he doesn't have much time left.
Right. Just a few weeks ago, he had been living in Bolivia for a number of years, and he came to Northern California about 6 months ago to receive care. And just a few weeks ago, he was told by doctors that he just has a few months at best to live. And he was sent home to his family, and they basically were told to just wait for him to die.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. You said in retrospect he wishes he had never left Garfield High. Why did he leave, and why does he now say he wishes he hadn't?
This is something one of his best friends told me, Angelo Villavicencio, who was there visiting Mr. Escalante when I was in Reno. And, it's funny. It's been so many years, but and he can't speak. His vocal cords have been burned from stomach acids from his various illnesses. And while I was there, this man struggled so hard to just convey that same message that he was conveying at Garfield. He wanted to continue that. And I think it still lives with him very vividly till this day. That was his legacy. Exactly, sure. His biggest accomplishment.
Well, that's sad. Well, thank you for keeping us up to date on it, even though it is a sad story. Esmeralda Bermudez was kind enough to join us from our studios at NPR West. She's a staff reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Esmeralda, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.